Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last week, we fired out a couple of breakdown videos proving the fraud of the Bin Laden killing and breaking down why they're staging it and why it's important to expose the hoax, because they're going to launch new wars, bigger domestic police state crackdowns, total takeover of all telecommunications infrastructure has already been done. Now they're rolling it out and getting everybody ready for your phones to be cut off, government messages to blare over them, videos, TVs to be taken over, radio, TV. It's just every form of tyranny has a rocket tied to its back. And we have a 15-minute video, because last week I churned two videos out real fast that had 1,300,000 views between them. One of them 800,000 views, the other 300,000-400,000 views and growing. And that's a little key weapon in the fight against the globalists, because we can really craft those videos, get all our facts straight, show each document, each video clip, really give people a historical context. But now we spent Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 3 days, with this 14-minute, 57-second video that is a mini-documentary. I mean, this is very high quality, fully bibliographed with links under the video. New video, proof, Bin Laden, death, another government lie. You want to fight the globalist? You want to, I mean, we've got this little PR campaign by mainstream media demonizing us, attacking us, TV stations. They've got fake alternative media saying, stop talking about Bin Laden, it's a diversion. And at a certain level it is, for TEPCO, Fukushima fuel rods are fully exposed. They now admit there were explosions and more fires a few days ago, even more radiation than ever, blasting into the atmosphere coming our way, the government raising radiation levels 500 times. Well, they raise it 1,000 to 100,000, depending on the isotope, what they say is safe. But as of 3 weeks ago, certain isotopes were 500 times, quote, normal levels in milk and food in the U.S., but there's no warnings going out because the feds just say it's safe. Drink up and enjoy yourself. Just like I tell the troops, use DU weapons, DU munitions. It's good for you. That's good to have four times the cancer and the troops that use it on record and four times the birth defects. The Fallujans have 12 to 15 times in major British and U.S. studies. But, you know, wave a magic wand. Everything's fine. So there are some things going on and global meltdown of the dollar and other things. But you've got to attack the Bin Laden hoax, because that's the pretext to go after Pakistan, the pretext for the domestic crackdown, the pretext to sell the takeover of all transportation by TSA. And we have Chucky Schumer today in my stack with a press release saying, yes, he wants billions of dollars to, quote, train local police under TSA to do the grope downs, to give them scanners, to give them robots, to set up checkpoints. This is the federalization. Now, how did I know it'd be local police groping you? Because they've done drills for 8 years, intensifying the last year. We've played the newscast where folks in Miami got a surprise. Hundreds of federal and state officers showed up as part of a TSA training. People were frisked and given pat-downs. Mobile scanners were on site. In upstate New York, the Army was out, running cars through scanners, searching families. Cut to a woman being searched.
I think it's great to keep me safe from Al-Qaeda.
So, I mean, people say, well, how do you know what they're going to do before they do it? Because even though what they're going to do is secret on paper, I can see the manifestation of it. I can see the beta testing. These people are obsessed with testing and drills and going over it. I know exactly what they're going to do before they roll it out, because it's all public. It's what I do. I watch these people. I study them. I track them. It's what I do. I know what they're going to do. They've been caught bringing narcotics in over and over again. They've been caught running child kidnapping rings over and over again. They've been caught stealing pension funds. The same foreign banks that run our Federal Reserve that got the banker bailout money are now taking the private pension funds that you 100% paid into. They're taking large portions of them in Ireland. That was announced yesterday. In fact, you guys pulled that out of the stack. I wanted to cover that yesterday and didn't really do it. Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to join us coming up on the other side. In fact, well, I'm really looking forward to this interview straight ahead with Steve Pachinik. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here's Bloomberg's bio on him. Dr. Stephen Pachinik is a advisor to Continuity, Inc. Mr. Pachinik served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and Senior Policy Planner under Secretaries Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, George Shultz, James Baker. Dr. Pachinik was the Principal International Crisis Manager and Hostage Negotiator under Secretaries Kissinger and Vance. During that time, he developed conflict resolution techniques that were instrumental in saving over 500 hostages. That's just what Bloomberg has to say about him. The London Telegraph talked to the Italian government, and they say that Mr. Pachinik was also instrumental in the Red Brigade getting rid of the Italian prime minister. I'm going to see from Dr. Pachinik if that's accurate, what they're saying there. He also reportedly was a private individual assassin that worked on overthrowing governments. He, of course, also has co-authored many of the books with Tom Clancy. That's on record. And also is at IMDb, the International Movie Database, as the producer of some of those books into TV and movies. And perhaps later in the second hour today, we'll open the phones up to take your questions. But also, Talk a little bit about the novels and what went into making them so realistic, and maybe get his view on what Tom Clancy, who I was reading last night that they're working on some new books together, what his views are on this. But I would imagine that he probably won't want to speak for Tom Clancy. Perhaps he can help us get him on the broadcast. I know a year before 9/11, Tom Clancy wrote a book about a passenger jet being flown into the World Trade Center. I wonder if that's one of the books that Pachinik advised on. I know he's listed as the co-author on quite a few of them, but he joins us. Now, I want to get into what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with the talk of us losing our AAA rating, because Dr. Pachinik has also done a lot of work in those areas. The war drums being beaten to go after Pakistan now, that's becoming more and more clear. What's happening in Libya. I mean, I want to pick his brain on a lot of subjects, but before we go any further, I called Dr. Pachinik yesterday to get him back on. I gave him a few days rest after he graciously joined us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week, because the listeners are just demanding it, and it's you know, just amazing insight, obviously. But I preface it with Dr. Pachinik saying, have you seen this MSNBC article? And I said, no. Well, he emailed it to me. Because there have literally been thousands of blogs, hundreds of foreign and domestic newspapers, you name it, that have reported on the Pachinik interviews here on air. And they've had to admit, well, Madeleine Albright did concur with him a year after he first said it on Alex Jones in 2002 in April, that, yes, they had him frozen and were planning to roll him out at a politically expedient time. I also have two White House sources told me the same thing. Then Teresa Hines Carey came out. Then Walter Cronkite, the late Walter Cronkite, came out. Those are all on record, and we break it down in our new video, Proof, Bin Laden, Death, Another Government Lie. Please get that out to everybody, because on this lie, they're trying to boost his approval ratings, get the domestic police state rollout, the internal checkpoints, the internal passports, the local police openly federalized. That's in CBS News today. To do the grope downs and the slave training and the body scanners at bus stations, train stations, highway checkpoints, the new cybersecurity takeover of all internet devices. The standardization is already in all the cell phones with the new kill code chip, where the president has now announced he will break in, cut off your phone conversations, smartphones, you're going to get video and text, regular phones, just text. With government mandatory messages, 9,000 telescreens at town squares, Mall of America, all Walmart locations now getting them, out of 800, over 400 already have them, saying, you know, don't trust your neighbors, right out of 1984. So their entire agenda is based on reinvoking the lie of the false flag of 9/11. And you notice after the attack, and then now after the supposed killing of bin Laden, we're being told we've got to now give up our rights. We've got, there's going to be more attacks. It's going to be worse. There's nukes buried, KSM under torture says. If bin Laden's killed, they're going to nuke us. That came out 2 weeks before. They're really hyping it to get a new false flag ready to really drop the hammer on this soft martial law grid they put in that they're now starting to warm up and move to the front burner. So Dr. Pachinik said, have you seen this? And I said, no. And I had forgotten all this information. But they did a hit piece on Dr. Pachinik. New life for an old rumor, was bin Laden a Marfanoid? And they go and they talk to the top doctor, Richard Devereaux. They go and talk, who was trained at the same facility that Dr. Pachinik was. Well, he's Harvard and MIT. Devereaux. The Cornell Medical Center, a New York Presbyterian expert who treats patients with Marfa syndrome, said he doesn't want to talk about it, but yes, bin Laden is a Marfanoid, or someone who has this syndrome, which is very debilitating, and at the point that bin Laden was at, on his deathbed, CBS News confirmed, in Dubai at the American hospital, being visited by the CIA, I guess getting his agreement to play the part from the grave of this boogeyman to now be resurrected again and then killed again. But he confirmed that, yes, he clearly has this syndrome. And that's our article that we have now up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Top doctor confirms Bin Laden had Marfan syndrome. On top of it, he had total failure of the kidneys. That was on record. On the outside that you live maybe 5-6 years with, and this other degenerative disease. And there he is in this squalid cesspit that they told us was a palace, and they confirm no dialysis equipment. Dr. Steve Pachinik, that's a 5-minute intro. I just wanted to preface everything. What does this signify that they've tried to demonize you so much? As you told me yesterday, the intelligence community creates names like deathers, birthers, just like conspiracy theorists to put a label on things. Now they have deatherism within hours of my report a week and a half ago on Sunday evening. This has all the telltale signs. What does it signify, even in their own hit piece, having to admit that he had a terminal disease and couldn't be alive today?
Well, what happens in the intelligence community, and you and I expect it, and I'm sure your audience does, number one, you know, the intelligence community always assumes that we, the American people, are dumber than they are, and the politicians in the White House, who really, now I see Tom Donilon and Ben Rhodes, are really second-quality politicians who come out of lobbying and local politics in New York. So they have no understanding of UF or the American public. And what happens in the intelligence community, it's kind of a kabuki. Once somebody like me who's been in national security, and again, I'm not a whistleblower, I don't have a top secret clearance, you came forth and your people came forth and I said, look, this is a lie. The lie doesn't work. Enough of this nonsense in trying to manipulate the American public for the benefit of the political expediency of this president and the former president and the former president, Bush Jr. or Clinton. The issue is very simply, by saying that we are conspirators, number one, they try to delegitimize by putting in a category. That doesn't work anymore. Whether we're conspirators or we're lifers, there was a new term called lifers and then deathers. And when I said to myself, my God, these boys are really, really reaching, and they're reaching out in desperation, because every time you try to niche our public, the Alex Jones public or the American public or you, Alex, or me by saying I'm a conspirator, it really doesn't work. And what happens is they expose themselves. As I told you on the first show weeks ago, they're putting themselves out, and I watch where they're shooting, and I know exactly how they're going to come back. And I told you they're going to come back and call us kooky, crazy, alleged conspirator, as you saw in that article, MSNBC. Well, reporters don't have the intelligence or the ability to really spend time on these issues. Most of them are young kids, or most of them are using blogs, and most of them are just picking up, and they're just literally receptacles through which, you know, intelligence.
Well, Doc, I want to stop you and back you up on that. These Atlantic Monthly articles, the MSNBC, the Forbes, there are spelling errors, name errors. They put in Forbes that you had said that that Obama, the Obama killing wasn't real when it was Bin Laden killing, and they're getting rid of all the real journalists and hiring mindless yes men. And this is drivel that you would expect an eighth grade school newspaper to be putting out.
I agree with you, Alex. Really, what it is it's nothing to do with us. Quite frankly, I'm very proud to be on your show, and I'm proud that the American public is forcing the illiteracy of the media, the mainstream media, to come out with the most absurd comments, poorly written. You and I know they're extremely poorly written. And they're talking about issues now about military dogs that are involved in Afghanistan. Well, you know, if you have nothing else to talk about while Bahrain is falling, Syria is falling, people are being killed in the thousands, and you really don't know how to analyze this, and you don't know what to say, you have really second-rate writers and second-rate...
Well, that's cheap psychological warfare.
That's our culture, by the way. These are the McDonald brains of our, you know, immediate mind. This is the 21st century counterpart to the immediate response where they're totally not qualified to write. They really don't know English. They are not trained in journalism as the other journalists were 20, 30 years ago, where they were investigative. Even Seymour Hersh, who I don't agree with, or some of the famous reporters who spent time and sacrificed their life. However, there are people on the ground, on TV, who sacrificed their lives in Egypt and in Syria. They're trying to get in and different parts of the world. But that's not what you're reading. What you're reading is about little individuals who really don't know English, who've been hired from college at the cheapest, lowest level. They write in little spurts like Facebook, and they really have no idea what they're talking about.
You're right, Dr. Pechenik. Let's come back, though, and get into the evidence of this Bin Laden story being a joke.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. HealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Thank you.
black op mastermind, spy master, Dr. Steve Pachinik, wrote the book for the State Department on psychological warfare. You know, I was reading Goebbels more than a decade ago, Doctor, and he was talking when Germany was being bombed. It was 1944. They were really losing. And Goebbels said, we got to change our propaganda. The Germans will do whatever we tell them, but this stuff is too ridiculous. It was almost like Baghdad Bob out there saying the Americans are nowhere near Baghdad, and you see the explosions a mile behind him and U.S. helicopters flying behind him. The Germans were saying, there's no problem. We're not being bombed. And Goebbels said, look, we've got to get more reality-based. And I think the ham-fisted psyops that that these criminals are running are becoming so cartoonish that they may be fooling some of the dumber segments, but most people I know in the polls I've seen, people are not buying it, dumping the body in the sea, all of this. And I want you to comment on their ham-fisted tactics, Doctor. But before you do that, let's get into MSNBC trying to demonize you, but then going to experts who they read in Salon and others in 2001, 2002, and other publications. They MSNBC called Dr. Richard Devereaux and others, and he said, I'm not going to talk about it. He said, I don't want to continue to get calls about this. But he said, yes, he is a Marfanoid. He has the disorder. He had it. He had it back then. There's no doubt. And they say, so that confirms what Pachinik has to say, but still they make fun of you and myself. I mean, explaining for people, this is 10 years ago. He's on record at a hospital almost dead. Now, you saw him before that when you were working with him in the 80s. I met him once, and you said he looked ill then. Doctor, you're a medical doctor. You have two medical degrees.
Right.
I mean, I was looking you up. You write some of the most prestigious medical reports in the country, co-author them that have won national awards just recently. Here you are saying he's got this. The media goes out to demonize you and then talks to the top expert on this disease. They admit that. Top doctor confirms bin Laden had Marfan syndrome. They admit you can't live very long with this. Plus, he had total kidney failure. You can't live more than 6 years with that on average. But we're to believe he's in a squalid cesspit with no dialysis equipment. Can you walk through this fairy tale, doctor?
Yeah. So what happens is you invoked Goering. Let me invoke a man in 1945, a German senior official next to Goering, who was asked the following question by three American judges. He was asked, how did you mobilize 35 million people to go to war? His response was, it's very simple. Whether you're a democracy, whether you're communism, or whether you're a Nazi nationalism, it's very simple. What you do is you create an attack, a false flag attack. Then you say, whoever attacked us is the enemy, and whoever's with us against the enemy is a patriot. Well, that's what happened in 9/11, and the man who was asked that question was Goering, the head of the Air Force. He subsequently committed suicide, and that was in front of the commission and our prosecutors in the Nuremberg trial. So the technique is an old technique of trying to demonize and create that we're the patriots in the United States and anybody against them are enemies. Now, when you try to portray anybody, forget me or what I am or what I was, it gets very hard when the beginning of the lie is a lie that's so obvious you can't really change it. And then once you create this lie where he had Marfan syndrome, it's been corroborated by many people, let's forget me, but others, Madeleine Albright and others, you continue with a storyline over 9 to 10 years over different bureaucracies. You have to remember, there's no continuity in the CIA. Since that time, 9, 10 years ago, I would suspect a good majority of the CIA operatives went out and went into other private businesses, which they normally should do, and many of them came back, and we have probably 70-80% of those who came back are on contract to major 128 or Beltway Band-Aids like Northrop Grumman, Boeing, L3 Communication Corporations, where their loyalty is not to the United States of America. Their loyalty is to the paycheck. And they will be thrown out eventually. And with Petraeus coming in, hopefully, General Petraeus, he will get rid of a lot of these issues and the compartmentalized nature. Now, what happens with somebody like me who's been in the administration, in and out, by the way, I received no pension. I didn't receive, you know, I received very little money. I came in as a consultant. I was not a civil servant. I sometimes had a military rank. I volunteered for most assignments, and I left. I was on line probably 6 or 7, 8 times where my life was...
Doctor, this is a short segment, long 18-minute segment coming up. Stay there. We're going to come back and break this down. But specifically, how long could you live with this disease? Why wasn't there dialysis equipment? And then we'll leave the Bin Laden situation and get into other big issues. But and they put out new fake videos that were old videos.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're going right back to Dr. Pechenik here in a moment, but first, everybody needs high-quality, storable food, and we've got the oldest continually operating and the biggest company in the U.S. They're out in Utah, the experts. High-quality, storable food, and when you get a $995 package of the wide selection of gourmet foods that last more than 10 years, no GMO, no hybrid, you can get a 10-day extreme emergency kit, good for 3 people for 10 days, that fits right in your trunk. Absolutely free, a $300 value, efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Everybody needs to be prepared, not just for hurricanes and floods and all this, or earthquakes, but for depression. We need storable food. 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. Also, the National Inflation Association has an important message. During the financial crisis of late 2008, the only good or service in America that didn't at least temporarily decline in price, besides the cost of health care, was college tuition. We have a college tuition bubble here in America being fueled by the government's willingness to provide student loans to anybody who applies for them, regardless of their future ability to pay them back. Students are being brainwashed into getting $500,000 in debt for a college degree that is rapidly losing its value each year. Student loans are destroying the lives of millions of Americans who would have been better off getting jobs at Walmart. A brand new must-see documentary, College Conspiracy, is coming very soon from our friends at NIA. If you would like to be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for free at the NIA newsletter immediately. That's www.inflation.us. That's inflation.us. And don't forget our online video bookstore, where we have Jesse Ventura's new book, where we have all of my films, where we have Jason Burmes' documentary, Invisible Empire, Mark Dice's Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, the film on geoengineering, What in the World Are They Spraying? All available at Infowars.com. You can also see the live feed of the radio/TV show, the archive of it, all my films, expanded extras, the State Strike Back, the Oath Keepers special interview that just went up yesterday at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik, his website is stevepachinik.com. Pachinik spelled P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K. Going back to Dr. Pachinik, I was talking to Dr. Pachinik, and I said, look, I know you don't like to toot your horn, and about how you said he had Marfan's, the kidney failure, it's on record, now they're having to admit it, it's impossible he could still be alive 10 years later. And he said, look, Alex, I don't want to get caught up in their fake narrative. When it's an overall lie, a lot of times, and I agree with him, they put out ridiculous disinfo as a tactic to then make you debate the little lies as if the overall story's true. I get that. But still, sir, as a psychological warfare chief, somebody that analyzed foreign governments, psychological warfare, somebody who launched these things on other governments, somebody who wrote, you know, the book for this on the State Department, you know, the guy that is the top advisor to Tom Clancy, you know, you're the inside guy to make his book so credible. Let's go over no dialysis machine in the hovel that was a palace, not shooting in a 40-minute firefight, not having the wife, not producing the wife, throwing the body into the ocean, the Marfans. You said it last Tuesday, 2 days before they came out and said that's a fake Situation Room photo, that stage, that isn't how it works, it's not real. I've been in on those things. And then they come out 2 days later and go, yeah, it was fake. They weren't watching any video feed. They posed for the photo. I mean, you've been 100% right. You're being demonized by thousands of publications, proving that you're on target, you're over the target, getting the flack. So break down the ridiculousness of it, and then we'll get into all the other facets.
Let me go on the ridiculous. First of all, the mansion that they attacked, by the way, is a mansion. So before, all of the propaganda had to do with the fact that this tall, 6'4" individual was carrying around a dialysis machine. Now, everybody in your audience knows this weighs a lot, and you can't carry it through Afghanistan and Tora Bora. That was the former story narrative up to the time of this assault. That somewhere, and you can check it out, he was hidden. He, Osama, was hidden along with Swahiri, who's a physician, his number two man, in the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and the president said we couldn't find him. Now, in 10 years, a 6'4" giant with Marfan syndrome walking around with a huge renal dialysis machine, which requires all kinds of ancillary assistance, is running around the mountains of the Pakistan, which I've been in, and Afghanistan, and is carrying this and lives in a cave, but presumably was subsequently attacked in this beautiful mansion where he was living at 6 years without anybody knowing. I mean, that's an inherent contradiction. Now, not only is this mansion next to a major city, but more importantly, I want everybody to imagine what the West Point Academy looks like. It's a beautiful academy. I've taught there from time to time. I've given lectures. It's a beautifully located on the Hudson. Well, that's the equivalent of the Pakistan Military Institute. So I want everybody to imagine that a couple of hundred feet from West Point Academy, we found Osama bin Laden dead in this beautiful mansion where we have all kinds of soldiers monitoring the entire area. We have aerial satellites. We have all kinds of aerial satellites. And believe me, our boys are extremely good, particularly in the Army. They're extremely good. I don't want to tell which divisions. I've worked with them. They're smart. They're right on target. And if you can't tell me that they couldn't understand that there was Osama bin Laden a couple of hundred feet away from the comparable part of our West Point, that's absurd. Then we get to the fact that they buried Osama bin Laden in the sea, which is not according to Muslim culture. All of my colleagues and friends who are Muslim understand that first you bury them on the land and his face must point to Mecca. It must point to Mecca. You do not throw him in the water. So whoever developed the narrative didn't know once logistical and tactical issues, really did not understand what our capabilities are in the sky, on the ground, and really belittled in many ways. What I found offensive isn't that we're demonized or I'm demonized. I don't give a hoot whether I'm demonized. I give a hoot that our intelligence community is being demonized by inference because whoever created this story, and I can guarantee you it's not people I work with who are in Army units and elsewhere, and I won't identify them. They're exceedingly bright. They have many master's degrees. They have a great sense of humor, and I know they're laughing at what's happening right now. And these are brave men and women who are sacrificing their lives. And this is offensive to my colleagues who are working right now and dying for us, getting a story where, by the way, the SEALs, which I have had respect for, but they've had a history of some problems, have come from a land-based area and fly into this so-called mortuary, well, it's really a mortuary, and attack Osama bin Laden and shoot him in the face. Now, the story gets so out of proportion that not only does it become ridiculous, but listen to this one, Alex. Within days of the time that you and I talked, I think it was 2-3 days ago, there were 2 books about the SEALs in the New York Times. Now, tell me that isn't propitious timing. And I told my colleagues in the intelligence community, you better inform those who are creating this narrative. This is out of control. You can't suddenly, and it was one of the great intellectual literary editors of the New York Times, I forget her name, it's a Japanese last name, but Bill Keller of the New York Times, who's the managing director, should be absolutely ashamed, but ashamed that he's being manipulated and used to produce 2 incredible so-called autobiographies of SEALs, and just about the time that the SEALs were propagating and self-aggrandizing themselves on TV.
Let me stop you there.
2 more books come. Now, in the world of intelligence, this is so egregiously inappropriate that all my colleagues at the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, which I belong to, the National Military Intelligence Agency, which I belong to, and other intelligence groups, we're looking at this, and my colleagues are saying, this is bizarre, and this is an affront to the intelligence community because it makes them sound as if they're stupid. They're not. What's stupid here are the civilians who are running this show, particularly Mr. Donlan, who was a lobbyist, and the so-called national security advisor has no idea what he's talking about. He's a national security advisor to Obama. But guess what he was, Alex? He was a lobbyist for Fannie Mae between 1999 and 2005. Now, you know Fannie Mae was corrupt, and you're telling me that our national security advisor, who's basically a lawyer, went to second-grade schools, not quality schools, and maybe you don't agree with him, but certainly was not very capable, and his sister-in-law and his brother is the advisor to Biden, and he is married to the chief of staff of Biden. Now, what we have here is a little cabala of incompetency on the civilian side in the White House, which is mandating an amazing intelligence capability that we have, and they're telling them what to do. It's not unlike Bush Jr., who wasn't very bright and said that we had weapons of mass destruction, and many of our people in the military intelligence said, forget it. We're not even following.
And let me stop you, doctor. Let me stop you.
Like General Petraeus, mm-hmm. is that he didn't listen to Jerry Bremer, this neocon, and a lot of the men I work with in the units of special forces and other units said, get out of here, neocons. And now I'm saying to our intelligence community and the military, tell Donlan to leave. and tell the president he better get a new national security team because this is out of control.
All right, Dr. Pachinik.
These people's out of control. Yes, sir.
Dr. Pachinik, I want to break down all the incredible information you're bringing out, but the point you were making a few minutes ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that when you're getting fired at in propaganda or with actual lead, that is a way to see where the enemy is, and if they open up on you immediately, that's evidence that it's staged, and so you have the rollout of the new alert system, the rollout of the new campaign, the rollout of the demonization of Pakistan, the rollout of all this pre-Bin Laden hype that if you kill him, he's going to nuke you in the AP 2 weeks before out of Guantanamo Bay. You can see all the pre-scripting ahead of time showing even more evidence. And now you have the Navy SEAL books, all perfectly timed, a full PR drive, obviously set up at least a year ago. But I want to go over some other points that we haven't brought up to you. You have the ultimate intelligence cache. You have the mastermind of Al-Qaeda with the buried nukes in America, the government saying they've got nukes, total, you know, Easter Bunny made up. They're going to get us. But first they say he resisted. No, he didn't. We executed him. We killed him once we drug him out. So they kill the ultimate intelligence source. So even if you believe the official story, they wanted to cover up his CIA history. I want you to speak to killing the greatest intelligence catch, but then it gets worse. They tell us we have 8 hard drives. We know what Al-Qaeda was going to hit now. If it was real and they really had the intelligence, they would say the place burned up. In fact, they would torch the place and say everything burned up. We didn't get intelligence. So all the fake Al-Qaeda networks, if they were real, wouldn't be tipped. I mean, that's basic police, basic intelligence. So can you speak to killing the great intelligence cache?
What I'm thinking is what they are thinking, and not what I'm thinking, but this is the way it would go in the psychological warfare. The reason they're creating, in part, this story that's nonsensical and is becoming even more absurd is that in their mind, not my mind or your mind, in their mind that if they said, listen, we found the hard drives, we found the fast drives, we found all this intelligence, in their mind, they're assuming, our intelligence community, that all the other Al-Qaeda units, particularly in Yemen and in North Africa, will be fearful that they can be tracked down. That just doesn't work. Number one, every Al-Qaeda member, and a few that are remaining, by the way, knows that Osama bin Laden was not really in charge of anything operational.
Money. It was just money.
No, he didn't even have money. He's not been around. He's really had no operational effect of it. I don't think there's one person, honestly, in the intelligence community who, despite giving this nonsensical story, will tell you,
there you go,
that he was of strategic importance. He was
you just dropped another bombshell. Hold on. You just dropped another bombshell. Exactly. It's admitted he was only a figurehead.
Okay.
No. I mean, hadn't had money in a long time, wasn't running anything, so that proves it's another lie, claiming all the operational plans were there on these computers.
That's correct. I mean, there was basically, this is what we call in the psyops world, a type of a deterrence to try to frighten whatever potential terrorist may or may not be out there. But you have to think for a moment. Our military has effectively killed, let's say, 2,000 so-called Al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan at the price of $50 million per Al-Qaeda member. That's a lot of money, and that has not been effective. So the overall goal of civil society and the president's notion that we should have love and kumbaya and understanding, get rid of corruption, and by the way, this is quite interesting, given a man who came from a very corrupt city like Chicago going out internationally and saying we really should get rid of corruption around the world, what in fact has happened is that we have really institutionalized military control in the Middle East. That is, when we took out Mubarak, and I was involved with Mubarak and Sadat before, we really institutionalized military control. And what's happening now in Libya is that we're supporting military control as well. Contrary to what they say, we're bringing in the Egyptian special forces. We have special forces there. We have CIA operatives, which he had to admit. The truth of the matter is, this entire program isn't just from the intelligence point of view. This is very low level on the intelligence. And from the strategic point of view, this is not working at all. And he has no idea. So Ben Rhodes, he's writing a speech, a very ineffectual foreign policy man, who just basically is a political hack, is trying to integrate the so-called killing of Osama bin Laden, which is not true, and what it means for the Middle East, which he has no idea because our intelligence community never picked up the notion that one poor man could put himself on fire in Tunisia and set off a riot in Egypt and then subsequently in Libya and Bahrain. Our real war and the military and our the men who are on the ground understand that our real war has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. That's just what we call a distraction. Our real issue is a fight with Iran right now in Bahrain and in Syria, where Iran is helping the Syrians to suppress many of the dissidents. And this is what's going on. But if we dissect every element of it, what you see right now is you have a civilian government, again, in the White House, who's really not qualified to run international affairs. Forget domestic affairs, because this guy, Tom Donilon, was part of the corruption of Fannie Mae, and how he could have been appointed a national security advisor, a corrupt individual who was a lobbyist for a corrupt institution, as you know, and you've talked about it before. Fannie Mae tells the American president and America, this is what we should be believing, while his wife is working for Biden, who also is not the swiftest individual in the world. You have to remember, this is a man who plagiarized many of his speeches long ago and has a problem with a few aneurysms in his head. And now, this is what we have controlling the American public, telling us, we, who they consider as dumb rummies, who have to make a living, who have to take two jobs, who have to go to school, as you said, and in a very expensive school systems that are ripping us off. And we have to say, listen, it's enough. Take your incompetency, take your nonsense, and get the hell out of here, because we have to have a living. And the major national security problem that every one of my generals knows and every one of my intelligence colleagues understand is the national debt. It is not Osama. It is not anything else but the national debt.
All right, Dr. Pachinik, we've got a break. Come back, and I want to look at what the banking system's doing and what the Chicago Mafia is mishandling and where you see things going.
About radioactive fallout, the number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y, or call 888-988-3325.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to be with us for the entire next hour. Very gracious. We got a lot of other issues to cover. But during the break, he's joining us via cell phone, so sometimes he can't hear when I try to cut in, which is fine. That tends to limit my interruptions. But I have a lot of questions I want to get to. I want to get to Libya, his view on what's happening there, where he thinks this whole geopolitical system's going, what's happening in the banking system, the economy, and how to take America back with Dr. Steve Pachenik. And we'll open the phones up at about 15 into the next hour. Toll-free number to join us. We're opening them up now. Specifically, questions for our guest, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And by the way, first-time callers, I'm going to do that today. First-time callers for Dr. Steve Pachenik, 800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from military, people in Black Ops, retired. He was talking about most of his colleagues, formerly intelligence or currently. Just say, this is embarrassing us. This is going to discredit everybody. This is too obvious. You got a Chicago, New York mafia that are used to always winning, and they're not even using professionals for their lies, and that's why it's gotten so cartoonish. But I was saying, Doc, you didn't get into the point of, if we're to believe the fable that they just killed him, why, if he didn't resist, capture him and get the intel, and you answered it very succinctly.
Well, what I said is basically when the intelligence community wants to show that they can kill Osama bin Laden, they're basically transmitting the message all over the world to potential terrorists that we can kill you. No matter where you are, where you think you can hide, we'll always find you and we will kill you. Also, we know where you are because of the ostensible information we got from the Osama bin Laden compound. So that's the PSYOPs level of that in terms of warning, threatening, and explaining that we're going to hunt you down no matter where you are.
Now, Doc, how does that square with 9/11 being a false flag and Anwar al-Awlaki, born in the U.S., admittedly hanging out at the Pentagon, Adam Gadon, the fake videos, four of the new five were old videos?
What it does is it compounds. The problem of the narrative is when you started it, it should have stopped under the Bush Jr. administration. And I think at some point somebody there would have been smart enough to say, okay, we found Osama bin Laden. But from the PSYOP's point of view, they needed that story. They, being the administration continuity narrative, needed the story of Osama bin Laden to be alive so that they could justify our military presence in Afghanistan. And you would hear Bush Jr. said, no, we're still out there. Osama's there. I'm going to get him. Well, he didn't get him in that bravado kind of tone. And it was clear, you know, Bush Jr. was not very qualified to get anything, let alone his own position. But then Obama comes in and says, yes, we'll hunt him down. And once we've hunted him down, we will leave Afghanistan. Well, lo and behold, they are leaving Afghanistan, and propitiously, as we say in the intelligence community, suddenly we found Osama bin Laden, and we killed him. Well, the propitious element of the political expediency is the fact that they used this dead body and narrative in order to justify the exit from Afghanistan and Pakistan in that process, which is really a tactical issue. Osama bin Laden's death has no relevance to our strategic position. None whatsoever. Our real strategic position is the withdrawal from Pakistan without creating any trouble, which we have now compounded very seriously. One, thanks to Panetta, who is have been using drones and killing a lot of civilians with a lot of collateral damage. Secondly, because the relationship between the CIA, which created the ISI years ago while I was in the administration, has been absolutely horrendous. And the Pakistanis have used and been used. And so right now there's a relationship that's going on that's in a marriage that I would characterize like a sadomasochistic relationship. The Pakistanis say, hit me, and then they hit me, and then they go back and they hit the CIA, and the CIA says, why did you hit me? And they hit them back. There's this ongoing game that goes on.
Stay there. Got a break. Got a break, Doc.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.